Saturday morning, it's Trina. How are you? Something for the weekend? And my favourite makeup artist, Derek Carberry, is back in studio. I know you think it's gas having a makeup artist on the radio, but you can actually see him on Instagram as well. Isn't that right, Derek?
That's right, yeah. Google me and it'll pop up. My website and my Instagram, all my recent work especially, is on my Instagram page, Derek Carberry.
What's this about the style counsellors?
Yeah, I've been involved in the style counsellors for the last 3 years and it's airing this week.
So this is the show presented by Suzanne Jackson.
It is indeed. Suzanne has been going from heights to heights, as you know, in her business and her presenting as well. So this is my third year to be involved in this, but I think the show is running on its fourth year. So I've been involved in two of the makeovers on two lovely ladies, Alison and Louise, and their stories are amazing. There's always a very nice background story why they deserve the makeover. And the transformations are always amazing. And their reactions also is just beautiful to see as well, because you're giving people their confidence back. The smile is just unbelievable when you see, especially when you see the show all edited together, their journey and then the very end result, which I get to see the lovely part where it all pulls together.
And for people who are going on shows like that, it normally is a case where they've lost their confidence or...
Completely, absolutely.
Isn't it incredible how makeup and your clothes can do so much to boost that?
Yeah, I think it's a testament that actually shows you what makeup can do, what hair can do and what the right clothes can do to fit your body shape. No matter what your body shape is, you can feel better than you do. Do you know what I mean? Your confidence can come back. It's just about getting the right advice. And I think when you see these shows, some people give out about them and call them cheesy and corny, but I certainly think that they're important. As you can see, for the last 3-4 years running, they're getting more and more people applying for the show because they're seeing themselves in the person they're watching on the screen. They want their confidence back as well.
Love an L makeover. Hint, hint, hint. So just on that, Derek, I want to ask you, what are the big mistakes that women make with their makeup?
I think the usual kind of thing where people are matching their skin tone incorrectly on their face and their neck. So the best way to match your skin tone correctly is if you're pale, porcelain, alabaster, whatever name you want to call it, match your skin tone exactly to that skin tone. So pick the lightest colour. I like a kind of a slightly golden undertone to my foundations because it counteracts redness as well. And put it on your jawline. And if you, when you blend it in, it disappears and you can see no difference between the face and the neck, that's the colour. If you're wearing tan and you bring your tan up to your jawline, I always suggest a little bit of tan on the face as well is a good idea in case, say for example, it is a wedding and it wears off, you still have a bit of colour underneath. So if your tan is on, you can match your tan correctly by that jawline as well.
There's one look that I think a lot of women get wrong, doing too much of the eyeliner when they're of a certain vintage.
Eyeliner is very, very difficult to do at the best of times, but if you are of the vintage age or a certain age, the more mature lady, and what happens with, and it's happening to my eyes as well because I'm certainly vintage at this stage, it happens where, you know, the skin is kind of coming down onto the lid, so you can't do that perfect winged liner. Like winged liner like that, that kind of 50s kind of 60s kind of look really suits almond shaped eyes, you know, very kind of, you know, the perfect shape, people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever, and they can do it that way. But if not, what I would do is I'd focus the eyeliner just pressed along the lash line on the top, very thin, whether it be black or brown, and then focus the dramatic liner on the inside of the eye underneath and smoky underneath as well.
Okay, and what about lashes when you get to a certain age? Are they a no-no?
No, lashes are always good and anybody can wear lashes whenever they want. It's just picking the right ones. And these days you have all of the different brands which you have these gorgeous like corner lashes or individual lashes that you can just stick on yourself. And it is quite easy, especially the corner lashes that just go onto the, literally onto the corner. You don't have to be fiddling with the whole kind of lash across the eye. It literally just sticks at the outer edge and it's quite easy to apply actually.
Okay. And they are cheap as chips now, aren't
really?
They?
Like that's the thing. You don't have to pay a lot of money to have quality brand products. You know, they're all, most of them are Irish these days.
Derek, you're on Instagram and we will follow you there. Give us the details.
Yeah, just stick me into Google and Derek Carberry will pop up my Instagram, my latest work, and I have a webpage as well.
Legend. It's something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.